Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Morning. There we go. Good Sunday morning. It is 2:02 on the Fan. It's Pete Hoffman with you for the next 4 hours. We got Pete Kennedy on the other side of the glass. Mike McCann on the update, and you. That's right. And you're going to call me, and we're going to have some fun. You know, tweet at me, too, if you want to, at the Hoff, WFAN. That's at the H-O-F-F, WFAN. And as always, the number is 877-337-6666. Decent day yesterday for the local teams. The Yankees beat the White Sox. Mets split in Colorado. But I have to start somewhere in particular because it's something that it hits everybody at some point in time. And it's I don't want to say it's overblown. I don't want to minimize anything. But the issue with Josh Donaldson and Tim Anderson yesterday, which incited a little bit of a brawl, but nothing too crazy, thank goodness. You know, I understand that there was a history between the two that Tim Anderson mentioned and referenced the fact that he was to be the or wanted to be the next Jackie Robinson. And it started out or seemed to, according to Josh Donaldson, started out to be, you know, a little running gag. Every time he saw him, he called him Jackie. Now, you have to understand that these two athletes, professionals, that they are not teammates, they are not friendly, that Josh Donaldson is known to be that type of guy to always comment on basically everything. The first thing he had to do when he came to the Yankees was sit there and sit down with Gerrit Cole and have a conversation about what he previously said about Gerrit Cole. So Donaldson is not one to say is going to take the high road in the situation. He's going to try to get under the skin of his teammates, of his opponents. And unfortunately, he crossed the line. Now, is that line something that was overly blown? Was that line something that he knew what his intent was when he was saying it? Is that line something he should be suspended for? Now, to be honest, I think there should be zero suspension in the situation. However, he does have to recognize, at the very least, Josh Donaldson has to recognize that Tim Anderson is not happy and not appreciative of what he is calling him. And there is a reason for that. And it's not something that Josh Donaldson just be like, whatever. I'm not saying Josh Donaldson is a bad guy, but what I am saying is he at the very least has to understand and respect where Tim Anderson's coming from. That's all he has to do. Sit there, have a conversation, understand what it, how it comes off, You know, everyone has that friend or that ex-friend or that relative that says something that anybody else in the room could say. But that one person says it, and they're done. And you go off, and you tell them off, and it's just not friendly. Well, clearly, Josh Donaldson is that type of person to Tim Anderson. And just all you have to do, all you have to be, is understanding. It's a learning situation. That's really what it has to be right now. Again, I'm not looking or calling for Josh Donaldson to be suspended, but it's a learning situation. Understand that you can say something to somebody for years and not understand how it comes off. And that there might actually be an undertone that you don't even realize you're giving. That's it. And if Tim Anderson finally had enough, it was over. And this is not going to be or define Josh Donaldson's career. This is not the end of his career. Okay? This just happened with Nestor Cortez. All the tweets that came up of him using insensitive words and language. Okay? And what happened to Nestor Cortez? He pitched yesterday. And did anybody talk about that? No. They moved on. But at least he recognized what he did, even though it was 10 years ago. Unfortunately, Twitter is alive and well. Social media is alive and well. And for someone like myself, someone like you, like that are listening right now, we have to remember that. And especially for our kids, they have to recognize that that stuff lives. All right? So Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson, the best thing they could do, and I know it's tough to say. It's tough to do. But they should both sit down together at some point in time and just recognize and understand what that means. And listen, he could still say, Josh Donaldson could still say that there was no racial intent behind what he said. But if the person you're talking to feels a certain way about the way you're presenting it, you have to listen at the very least. 877-337-6666. Again, you can tweet at me at the Hoff WFAN. Listen, here all for 4 hours. This is not going to be the only topic we're talking about, but I feel like it was important. You have to say something. And it's time to listen. You don't have to be combative over everything, but you have to at least listen. 877-337-6666. Dan is in Connecticut. You're leading it off. What's going on, Dan? How we doing?
Hey, man, what's going on? I just got to tell you, I saw what was going on. You know, Tim Anderson was, I saw his press conference, and I just didn't, the way he was talking, like, I didn't believe what he was saying. It just seemed weird to me, you know? And it was just, I don't know. Like, it didn't seem genuine what he was saying.
But no, that's fine, Dan. Listen, and again, like, everyone feels differently about this type of stuff. It's not everyone's on the same page, you know? But you have to listen, and you take from it what you want. That's all. I'm not trying to brainwash anybody. I'm not trying to tell people that how they have to live. But all I have to say is give it a shot and listen. You know what I mean? And if you don't believe him, that's fine.
Yeah, but just, like, listening to what he said, like, all my guys, like, they're all, like, Yankees guys. Like, I just heard it from a different perspective, and I just didn't believe what he was saying. And then I heard what Donaldson was saying. It just, I don't know. Maybe it seemed more genuine to me, but, like, even what he was saying was still a little bit more questionable. But I don't know. I just didn't get it. Like, I don't know. These guys, they just don't seem like they're making sense to me. I don't know.
No, I listen, I get it, Dan. And thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate it. Listen, you don't have to buy into anything that anybody else sells. You don't. But you have to listen. That's at the very least what you could do. I know, and someone on Twitter already is coming at me and saying, like, that we're afraid of being labeled racist and that and the other thing. And that calling Anderson is street trash because he flipped off a fan, gave the middle finger to a fan. Do you want to know something? Like, you, my friend, are the street trash that you have to dig and find out stuff. Listen, if that's the case, then you're talking about Jack McDowell, Francisco Lindor for giving thumbs down, for most of the New York Mets team from last year for giving thumbs down, for who was it that Julius Randle who gave the thumbs down, whether it's the finger, thumbs down, whatever. Like, do you notice now that athletes really aren't holding back? They're getting a little more frustrated, and they're saying some things. But how, now, listen, I don't say it's right either. I don't think it's right to boo the fans or give the fans a thumbs down or whatever. Kyrie flipping a bird, there you go. Thanks, Peter. Pete Kennedy behind the glass. I knew I was missing somebody that we gave the bird. Point is that I understand that they get paid a ton of money. But look what happened in Yankee Stadium when, who was it? Was it Kwan who took a nasty hit? Who was he? Got early in the Cleveland Guardians series, I believe he, whatever happened, got hurt, and the fans were heckling and screaming insensitive things towards him. Like, you got to understand, whether or not you like it, whether or not you care, they have feelings. And after a while, they're going to snap the same way you snap. The way that you guys throw things at people. Okay? The way things, you guys just say stuff on Twitter, on social media. It's going to happen. But really, and it's not everybody. It's not everybody. But recognize the situations and try to grow and try to get better from it. Recognize, yes, Tim Anderson flipped somebody off. Whatever was said, he flipped somebody off. Was that right? No. He got suspended for it. I'm not saying Tim Anderson's perfect, but I'm also saying that Josh Donaldson has to recognize maybe his tone, maybe the way he threw it out at Tim Anderson, after all these years, it finally got to him. Again, you repeatedly kind of heckle somebody, after a while it gets a little annoying and you do something about it. I'm not saying that's right either, but it's going to happen. People are going to blow up. People are going to get excited. It happens. But it's a learning moment. So, I'm not sitting here calling for Josh Donaldson to be suspended. But what I am calling for is having these two sit down, Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson. I know, they're adults. They don't have to do that. But put the offer out there and have them sit down there and talk it out and understand and recognize why he feels that way. Just hear him out. That's all you got to do. 877-337-6666. Kyle's in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Kyle? How are we doing?
Hey, how's it going today?
I'm good. What's up?
All right. So, hey, Tim Anderson. So, let's trade Aaron Hicks. Let's get Tim Anderson. Let's put him in the outfield. Let's go. Let's win a World Series right now. That's okay. All I have to say.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Kyle is a Tim Anderson supporter, clearly. Listen, he's a good ball player. He's not the best ball player. And that's not the point right now. The point is that Josh Donaldson said something that whether or not you agree with, whether you think that there was no tone behind it or whatever, clearly pissed off Tim Anderson. And MLB is investigating. I don't like that part of it. I don't like them to dig and try to, you know, find out really the, how are they going to find out the intent? He said this, he said that. What are they really going to do? MLB, I don't trust at all. They've never gotten anything like this right. So, I mean, they're going to give it a shot. But the reality is, at the very least, all they have to do is say, Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson, let us work together to put this behind. And it's not gonna last very long. Like, this is a topic for today. Maybe it'll linger into Monday. But after that, it's going to go away. And that's part of the issue, that things like this just go away. Nestor Cortez tweeted stuff out, gone the next day. Like, it doesn't have a lot of life to it. But you should address it. 877-337-6666. Listen, it's not just going to be about Josh Donaldson and Tim Anderson all morning. We'll get into, obviously, the Mets were out in Colorado. They split the baby, and that's okay. It's good. Still can take the series. You know, remember, the Mets have only lost one series so far this season, have lost back-to-back games once this season. Hello? What curse are we talking about? There is no curse. We'll get into that more. Also, we talked about it a few weeks ago, and I feel like it was a little premature, but I'm back at it again. There is someone in the New York Yankees bullpen that I think there's no other choice but finding a way to get him off this team, because there's no real role for him. We will get into that next. 877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.